the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God is in his holy habitation. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. Amen. Everlasting God, who art always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and to give us more than we whatever desire, pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us for those things whereof our conscience is afraid and we are guilty, and giving us the good things which we are not worthy of, but we ask through the merits and the mediation of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's small catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household, the office of the keys and confession. What sins should we confess? Now together. Before God, we should be guilty of all sins, even of those of which we do not know, as we do in the Lord's Prayer. For before the pastor, we should confess those sins which we know and feel in our hearts. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 18. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein you dwell, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whether I bring you, shalt ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and all of my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God of our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through the blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him, in whom also we have ordinances and inheritance. We have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So far the epistle lesson. Rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 10. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And then he said unto them, Thou hast answered right. This do, and you shall live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, But who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, and which stripped him of his garment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance came there down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite. And when he was at the place, he came and looked upon him, and he passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was and saw him, and had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him into an inn, and took care of him. And on the morning, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay you. Now, which of these three, thinkest thou, was the neighbor to him that fell among the thieves? And he said, Well, he that showed mercy on him. And then Jesus said, Yeah, go and do thou likewise. So far the Holy Gospel. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated. grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is God's plan of salvation. And it's based upon our epistle lesson, and I would like to read two verses from that epistle. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So far, please be seated. God has something very important to tell us this morning, so listen up. The words that I just read are God's divine plan of salvation. It's a plan which concerns all of us today, tomorrow, and every day of our life. All of us know this plan of salvation. But since this plan is so important, let's once again consider God's plan of salvation. Without a doubt, all of us are familiar with the well-known Bible passage, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." This passage is a very important passage. It tells us that God loved, and this love prompted him, and he gave his only begotten Son for the sins of the entire world, for our salvation. This fact is based on the fundamental truth in the understanding of God's plan of salvation for us. The Almighty and Everlasting God showed his gracious love and kindness for our souls by giving his only begotten Son, the very Son whom he said of, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." He sacrificed that Son. And this Son is Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from all eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. And yes, this Jesus Christ was more than just a man. Because when the world stops and starts to count its years all over again because of one man lived in this for 33 years, we would have to say that he was an extraordinary man. And when we furthermore bear in mind that this man was virtually unknown until 3 years before his death, and that he confined his 3-year ministry to a country not much larger than the state of Vermont, that he was no great statesman, yet he so impressed the world that the world counts its years from the years of his birth. He was no ordinary man. So if someone wants to tell you that this Jesus Christ was merely a good man, stop them. If someone wants to tell you that Jesus was only a great teacher, don't pay any attention. Yes, Jesus Christ was all of that. But Jesus Christ was much more. Jesus is God forever. And he became man for the purpose of redeeming those who were under the curse of God because of sin. That's us. This Jesus Christ is precisely what his name indicates. His name means Savior. He is the Christ in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. You see, God made Jesus Christ to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Just think about that for a moment. God made Jesus Christ to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God the Father held Jesus responsible for all of our sins. And Jesus assumed that responsibility and paid the penalty on the cross. God required, God demanded the greatest and most precious price for our sins, and that was the sacrifice of his only begotten Son. Jesus Christ has bought us back to God, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. As the Apostle Peter tells us, "You know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot." God's love moved him to pay that terrific price and that terrifying and condemning debt of sin. which, by the way, we owed, and we deserve all the punishment. And after all, it was not God's fault that we got ourselves into this mess of sin, which forever barred us from heaven. God gave Adam and Eve a very good start in the world. He gave them the full knowledge of his will, and he blessed them. And when they fell into sin, God did not condemn them to hell, which he had every right to do so, but offered them and all mankind the opportunity of returning back to him, but on one condition, that this return be made through his Son. This is the plan of salvation. Christ died for our sins. So if someone wants to tell you that this Jesus was merely a good man, stop. If someone wants to tell you that Jesus Christ was only a great teacher, don't pay any attention. Yes, he was all that, but Jesus Christ was infinitely more. He is God in human flesh. Jesus is God forever. And he became man for the purpose of redeeming those who were under the curse of God because of sin. That's us. This Jesus Christ is precisely what his name indicates, Savior. He is the Christ in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. You see, God made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God the Father held Jesus responsible for all of our sins, and Jesus assumed that responsibility and paid the penalty on the cross for us. God demanded the greatest and most precious price for our sins, and that was the sacrifice of his only begotten Son. Think about that for a moment. I'm going to repeat that. God demanded the greatest and most precious price for our sins, and that was the sacrifice of his only begotten Son. Jesus Christ has brought us back to God, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. And as the Apostle Peter tells us, you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as gold and silver, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb, without blemish, without spot. It's really hard for me to understand why people neglect such a great salvation, which costs God the very best that he had, his only begotten Son, but it costs us absolutely nothing. May God, the Holy Spirit, through word and sacrament, keep us in the one true faith unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. our communicants, but first let's have a private prayer of our own. I'm sure there's much that you would like to bring to the throne of grace. Let's do so at this time. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God, Son of God, heaven and earth are full of thy glory.
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
True blood. Lord, bless you and keep you in the state of grace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in the state of grace and protection in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body of blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us in the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.